Michael Langemeyer in the Center for Commercial Agriculture. Primary interest in is farm management and agriculture finance.
You were just commenting in an article about the farm safety net. One thing that I took from this in the conclusion is that there are holes in the farm safety net. How so?
Well, there's holes in the sense that when the Arc County program was developed, it was front end loaded, and so the features of the program created payments for the first couple years that were very likely, and they actually did materialize. But as the program got closer to 2017 and 2018, the way the program was set up, the payments were expected to be relatively small, and that's what we've seen. Also, crop insurance, it's set up to get a payment if you have a large drop in yield or a large drop in price, but the drop in price has to be relatively large between spring and fall in order to get a payment based on a drop in price. And because of that, it's somewhat rare to see price drop that much over a six-month period. And so that's what I mean by holes in the safety net.
What are causing these?
It's just the way that the Arc County was just the way the program was set up. It was based on revenue guarantee, and the revenue guarantees were higher the first couple years in the program, were lower the last couple years in the program, and so the way it was set up, the payments were expected to be relatively small. And part of the thinking behind that was, when we were going into the 2014-2015, we were coming off some very high prices, and so the program was set up to help producers through that transition period, going from high prices to relatively low prices, with the expectation perhaps that in 2017-2018 margins wouldn't be quite as tight, but margins have been fairly tight in 2017-2018, and so there is that hole in the Arc County program.
Crop insurance is important to a lot of farmers. Are there some failings in that are contributing to the holes that you describe?
Crop insurance is a very important program to farmers, and it does serve a very useful function, particularly when you have drop in yields on your farm, and there isn't drop in yields on other farms. And so in cases like that, if you see a large drop in yield, it really does protect you against downside risk from a yield perspective. From the price perspective, because the price drop has to occur from spring to the fall, it's somewhat rare to see price drops large enough to trigger payments based on price. And so when you're looking at large changes in price over time, that's really more of a government program outside of crop insurance. And so it was never really set up to take into account drops in prices over time, over a long period of time, just a drop in price during that six-month window from the spring to the fall. And so it's just the nature of crop insurance. You're not going to see many cases where the drop in price is large enough that's going to trigger a payment. So crop insurance is still a very effective safety tool in terms of protecting against downside risk. However, there is that caveat there that you typically don't see price declines that large from the spring to the fall, and so sometimes it will not trigger a payment based on price declines.
What has to happen in the farm program here coming up to keep this current, to keep farmers whole?
Well, the crop insurance program, if it stays in place, that would certainly help. Like I said, it's been a very effective tool over the last two decades and even more than that. What needs to happen in the Arc County program is they need to change the features so that it's more reflective of the prices today compared to what the prices were right when the 2014 Farm Bill was signed. As long as they update the PLC prices, the trigger prices with the PLC program, and redo the Arc County program so the revenue guarantee is more applicable to today's prices, it will be a useful safety net.
You used in your illustration a model farm in eastern Indiana. What seemed to be the scenario for the model farm?
The model farm is a 3,000-acre farm that's half corn and half soybeans And in the model farm, I used WASDE prices, and so that's pretty important, World Agriculture Supply and Demand estimates from July. And so I used those prices for corn and soybeans, and then I asked the basic question, what would happen if prices are below those base prices? What would happen if prices are above those base prices? And looking at the low prices, prices have to drop substantially in order to trigger either a crop insurance payment or an ARC County payment. So that's what I was trying to illustrate is even in a situation like we've seen recently where prices drop rather substantially, you still get very small payments in most of the scenarios I depicted in the article.